Good morning, Anna, Bridget.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to start off by talking about Joe Loda. So Joe Loda, on paper, is a very strong candidate for mayor. He was a deputy mayor. He was an investment banker. He ran the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, a huge multi-billion dollar, multi-state authority. And yet we are talking about his weakest thing in a New York electorate, which is ideology. Right? There's very few ideological Republicans among the electorate, and yet here we are talking about Sandinistas and Marxism.
Because he's got to figure out how to get over this 43% deficit in the polls next to Bill de Blasio. I talked to a campaign strategist about this week. Bradley Tusk ran Bloomberg's 2009 campaign, and he said very much that.
Most of the points that Loda wants to make about operations, public safety, education, whatever it is, are important issues. I think people care about, but you know, they're not necessarily that controversial or interesting. And as a result, it's hard to get the media to really focus on it, pay attention to it. And I think he therefore has to shift into issues that, you know, are a little sexier and get a little more attention.
And I think you actually saw that with how Joe Loda followed up that statement when he was referring to Bill de Blasio using a Marxist playbook. That was a statement that went out to reporters, and the reporters asked him about it. And at first, it was clear he was kind of uncomfortable using that language.
Right, you asked him, do you think he's a Marxist? And he's like,
no.
Using a Marxist playbook. I don't know, though. I don't know that I buy that the idea that any media in association with this sort of polarizing New York City is the wisest strategy.
It's a risk, because if you're not known to the electorate and you become known as the guy who brands his opponent a Marxist because of his past activism in Nicaragua, maybe that's not the way you want to become known to voters. But he has to get known to voters. That's the first objective.
And I think this week we're seeing some of Loda supporters trying to help him do that. A Republican PAC that's supporting Joe Loda has filed a federal lawsuit to be able to spend more money, to have individuals contribute more than $150,000 to this PAC to be able to support him for that purpose, specifically to get his name out there. And while Joe Loda can't consult with this organization, he has said that he supports the ability for folks to express their freedom of speech, you know, in a post-Citizens United decision to be able to do that.
One thing that happened this week, I mean, here we are again kind of talking about Christine Quinn. It's almost like she's a figure that we don't want to quite say goodbye to. And Anna, you sent the link to the New York Times video inside her campaign, and it really... You found it very affecting. Why?
What I found so interesting about this 30-minute documentary that the New York Times put together was they were behind the scenes as Christine Quinn was digesting the fact that she was not going to win this primary. And she says at the start of the documentary that she allowed them this behind-the-scenes access because she thought it was going to be basically a tale about her victory. And the documentary shows her face, her very personal side, as she's getting used to the idea that she's not going to win.
I think what we also see from that is how she didn't understand the issues that were really resonating with voters. That when she's confronted directly about where she stood on term limits, she sort of has to just say she doesn't understand. She's surprised by it. And you get this feeling that the only way for her to persist with this campaign is to just plow forward. And that scene where she does get the results at the end is so telling.
Who will you be thinking of when you speak tonight?
I'm just not going to answer that question.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yeah. They ask the filmmakers to leave the room, and you have this moment where you see the actual person, this real, genuine, you know, person, not just a candidate. And I think that's who we missed throughout the course of this campaign. She was so managed. She was so scripted, all towards a general election campaign. And yet the real Chris Quinn is a very compelling person.
Public advocate runoff race coming up on Tuesday. Letitia James facing Dan Squadron. They are really going at it over tax returns, over Schedule A, Schedule H, over who is pro-luxury developer. At the heart of it is who's the most pro-Bloomberg. What are we looking for on Tuesday, if anything, in this race?
Well, if it's a debate that's been about Schedule A's and Schedule H's, the question is turnout. Who cares about this runoff? It's the only race on the ballot. And so that's the question on Tuesday, is who's the best organized to get people to turn out to the polls, because that's who's going to win.
I guess that's what we'll find out. Who cares? Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Anna,
thank you.
Bridget, And you can follow us on Twitter for the rest of this campaign and beyond at Anna Sale, at Bridget Bergen, and at Andrea WNYC.